Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state media reports dozens of families have started leaving besieged and rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. State television showing dozens of women and children arriving at the Salah al-Din neighborhood after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and unarmed fighters who want to leave. State news agency said civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods of the city, saying that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. Russia had proposed 4 humanitarian corridors would be open to let civilians leave the besieged city. Syrian government also said there would be an amnesty for any fighter who surrendered in the next 3 months. Russia's Federal Service Security Service said that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations had been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The FSB said in a statement issued on its website that the virus and the way the networks were infected bears similar characteristics to the safe software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks, but the announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for Democratic Party candidates running for the U.S. Congress. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say at least 16 people have died. It happened in a crash of a hot air balloon. Spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon apparently hit power lines and caught fire during its flight and crashed into a pasture, killing all aboard. Eric Grossoff is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
It's much like a crime scene. You only get one chance at it, so we want to make sure we do everything correctly. And thanks to the cooperation of all these agencies standing next to me and behind me, we've been able to start on the right foot with that.
Grossoff confirmed that the crash resulted in a significant loss of life. He also said that there was an investigation into the tragedy involving local, state, and federal authorities. Crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the city of Austin. That is the state capital of Texas. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of the Polish city of Krakow to celebrate World Youth Day in the company of Pope Francis. In an emotional speech, a 26-year-old Syrian student spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics about conditions in Syria and how she had made her doubt her faith in God. The Pope told those gathered that violence and hatred will not solve the world's problems.
E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra ha un nome.
He said our response to a world at war has a name. Its name is fraternity, he says. Its name is brotherhood. Its name is communion. He said its name is family. The vigil was held on the 4th day of the Pope's 5-day trip to Poland. A man in Belgium has been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murders and participating in a terror group while his brother has been released without charge. Federal Prosecutor's Office announced that 33-year-old man identified as Nuruddin H. and his brother Hamza H. were taken in for questioning on suspicion of plotting a terror attack following the police searches on the Friday evening of 7 houses in the city of Liège. Belgian prosecutors said late Saturday that Nuruddin H. was charged and his brother was set free. Brussels was hit March 22nd by suicide bombings that killed 32 people at the airport and in the subway. The attack was claimed by the Islamic State extremist group and carried out by the same cell that killed 130 people on November 13th in Paris. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.